What a goal, what a night. It is the Anfield Raps Review Show after Liverpool 3, AC Milan 2 at Anfield in the Champions League. We were back. The crowds were back. European football was back with a bang. European nights at Anfield were back. We will dissect it here on the review with me, Dan Morgan. I've got Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope and Sean Rogers. And Copey, I'll come to you first and we'll go with the lineup. And I think that the two big ones that stand out are Divock and potentially Joel Matip carrying on. And Virgil van Dijk being taken out as a result in the side. I think it's worth noting on Origi first and foremost that it's possible Liverpool prepare for a world on Sunday, for example, where Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Olivier Giroud could be playing up front at Anfield for AC Milan last night. We know that Liverpool are lacking a decent attribute in Roberto Firmino in terms of his defensive set pieces and his ability in the air. Do you think there's an element of that in the Origi selection that we might have just needed a bit more height and presence and the manager's had in mind sort of post the weekend result for this one?
Yeah, when you mentioned that in the agenda you sent across earlier, it's dead interesting because I immediately think of Minamino. And I think there's one of my favourite things in footy and generally in life is, I remember someone saying to me once, this sounds like a mad comparison, about reviewing a contract as a lawyer. And they said, this is a reference for the lawyers out there, Sean, I'm like, what the fuck's he talking about? But he said, it's easy to review the stuff that's there. Like you can read a sentence that's there and literally say whether you think it's good or bad and tweak it. The hardest thing to do as a lawyer is to look at what's not there, what's missing. What are we not seeing that should be there? That's hard because it's literally not there. And it's the same in loads of other stuff. And I often think of that when, you know, generally speaking anyway, I think Klopp is a bit of a wind-up merchant and his ultimate aim in life is to break Twitter, which I think is a good aim for anybody to have. I'm picking Origi, obviously was left field. But when it comes to who would you pick, because I was thinking before the game, I wonder whether Minamino will get some minutes because he's been on the bench. He's been in and around squads. He obviously didn't leave in the summer, so maybe he is on the agenda. Then all of a sudden, Divock skips out of nowhere to us. And I think that's one of the things that footy fans generally, and this is a very basic point, don't think about it enough. Like, the height of your team is literally a thing. It's literally a thing. We've seen, I saw that someone commented on this, I think it was the Chelsea. I feel like I'm going to be obsessed with Chelsea this year. The Chelsea team, like just how physically strong they look, like the big lads. And I think because everyone's so obsessed with stats and data and the technicalities of footy now, you forget that like the height across your 11 lads on the pitch is actually a really big thing in footy. Because if you, I remember Liverpool teams over the years where all of a sudden, no matter which, Joe, everyone was obsessed with man-to-man marking on corners or zonal marking. And it's like, well, whichever way you go, lads, we've only got four big lads and they've got eight. And sooner or later, think about that for yourself playing Sunday League 40 or whatever. That you're in trouble sooner or later because you've got a massive lad against a small lad on a set piece. So it's literally a thing. And I'd be interested to have a chat with Klopp about how far up the pecking order, you know, when they're looking at the criteria of who gets this game, how big a thing is that? When he's looking at his team and his starting 11 and he's like, well, how important is height in this for Origi above Minamino or Origi above Oxlade-Chamberlain in that position? Because it's interesting as well to note that he starts down the middle, which was another thing for me, like where on the pitch is he going to play this? When he's resting players and he's moving people around, where on the pitch does this lad play? So I think it must be a factor, but it'd be interesting to know how big a factor it was.